star on my car and one on my chest, a gun on my hip and the right to arrest. I'm the guy who's a boss on this highway, so watch out what you're doing when you're driving my way. If you break the law, you'll hear from me. I know I'm a working for the state. I'm the highway patrol.
Ah, yes, that song means only one thing. It's the return of Safety Talk here on KWHI, AM 1280, 101.7. Our good friend, Sergeant Jimmy Morgan from the DPS, he is here. He is in studio. He will be talking to us here this morning about safety on those Texas roadways, the highways and byways, feet of roads, whether it be caliche or asphalt, concrete, waterways, skyways. I mean, the woods, over the rivers and through the woods. You know, you guys do it all, right? Well, did I leave anything out is what I want to know. Did I leave anything out?
Always remember that what our agency, Department of Public Safety.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever that incorporates, yeah, that's what we do. So our role right now, right, as we're going through this coronavirus,
mm-hmm,
may change a little bit.
Yeah.
Right? It changed when we had all the border problems down there. So things, it changes when we have hurricanes, okay, tornadoes, these kind of events. So we adjust. That's what we do. We adjust and we help out. A lot of times we're that agency assist, you know, we help out other agencies that, that need it. So, that's what we do. So,
all right then.
So I know you're proud of your country stores, but this stuff done got out of hand. I went by a garage sale the other day. The guy had 18 packages of toilet paper out there. This has gotten too crazy about the toilet paper thing.
Really? Realize like, wait, maybe I have too much.
Okay. Oh, man. So I'm asking everybody to step back and really, let's think about what we're doing. People say they always judge you not in a time of crisis is how you're really going to be judged, mm-hmm, what kind of person you are. So this is that time, right? So it's amazing what people do in a time of crisis.
Mm-hmm.
And we're asking people to use common sense, step back, help your fellow person, be considerate. If there's a time to do that, the time is now. Okay.
That's it.
If you're on the highways, again, somebody was asked me that, do you receive a reduction on traffic? Well, typically, yes, because kids are staying at home. They don't have school buses. There's a lot of people affected that are staying home. So at the end of the year, of this year, when we look back and there's a dip in our fatality rate or crash rate, we can say, well, this probably had something to do with it. I would think. You would think we would have less.
Mm-hmm.
So over the years, we averaged 9 or 10 deaths a day. Still hadn't had a deathless day in our state since November 7th, year 2000. So we're approaching the 20-year mark. And 286, 287 a month, somewhere between 3,500, 3,700 fatalities a year. So, somebody was trying to correlate that numbers that I just put out and relate it to the coronavirus. I said, we don't need to do that. Totally two separate things. Mm-hmm. Okay. There's certain things you can do to keep yourself out of crash. On this thing here, you may be perfect innocent and end up getting it, don't know yet, and pass it on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just putting out what I'm hearing, okay, what I'm saying. And when people ask me, as far as our agency and all that, we're pushing out the same things that everybody else hears. I think the president's been very clear with the panel he's got. As this thing goes on, they learn new things. They pass that out. And so you make that adjustment, just like anything else. You go into a football game, you have a plan, and as the game goes on, you make your adjustments. Same kind of deal.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what they're doing, and that's what we have to do. You got to be able to make them adjustments. So, we went to social distancing and to now just stay at home if you can. So. We'll see. What I'm looking for, Craig, before I get into that, I guess I can Our fatality rate as of today is 663 in the state. So it's a little early in the year as far as how that's going to play out. But since we always give that out, that's something that we'll talk about as we go through. But there's certain websites. The governor's website, if you have a chance to keep up whatever Governor Abbott's pushing out, our colonel's pushing out, there are certain things out there. I see a light blinking that, you know, I want to go through and see if I can maybe answer when it comes to your registration, when it comes to your driver license, when it comes to certain weights and measure dealing with this virus and stuff. There's been some rules that have been lifted that we're not enforcing until this thing's over with.
Okay. All right. We have a phone call here today. Good morning. You're on Safety Talk today. You have a question?
Yeah. Could you explain what the rules are today about using your cell phone in your vehicle as you're driving down the road? If you don't have a hands-free option in the vehicle, can you use your cell phone like you normally do, or do you have to talk at it from across the
so
car? What's the
you
rule?
Can't talk. You can talk, but you can't text. Or receive text, read texting, but you can use your phone today to call. That's what makes... I'm sorry?
If my phone rings as I'm driving down Highway 36, I can answer my phone.
That's correct.
Put it up to my ear and carry your own conversation.
That's correct.
Thank you. That's what I want to know.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
So, yeah, they didn't come out with a complete hands-free in this state.
I know some cities are.
Well, yes, that's about a point. Let's talk about that. So now a city cannot have a more cities had to comply whatever state came out on the texting. But if you're a city that has an ordinance that says we're going to limit phone calling also, can they do that? The answer is yes, they can. So the gentleman that just called in, that is the state. Now, when you talk to me, I'm a state I'm not the city, so I don't keep up with all the cities around. I don't know if there's a list out there still. There used to be a list. I need to go back and check to see if they come up an updated list where cities have also kept from prohibiting you to use for calling. So be careful what city you go through because there may not be enforcing state law. They may be enforcing state city ordinance. So, very good point.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And also, I would mention school zones as well.
Yeah. Now, on the school zones, same thing. It's hands free in school zones unless the vehicles stop. And a lot of these violations is if the vehicles stop, then it's not a violation. So, as long as it's rolling in Texas, it's texting. Certainly, you're allowed the phone calls. You know, cognitive thinking is about 37% that they figure. There's not a whole lot difference to me than texting, than calling somebody. You're depending on what the topic is, what you're calling them out, whatever. It can take up. They just estimate about 37% of your cognitive thinking on that cell phone talking is normally used up for driving purposes. So it does have an effect, but that, I guess the lawmakers would have made it. They wanted to start out with the texting and look at it, see how it goes from there, and then see if they need to go into hands-free. Far as a law enforcement perspective, it would be easier for law enforcement because, you know, at the end of the day, sometimes it's harder to know whether somebody's acting. You know, somebody say, hey, look, man, I was texting the other day with the law enforcement. Well, he doesn't know.
Mm-hmm.
He may not know what he's doing. When you don't know, you can't stop, right? Well,
yeah.
What do you want? I thought you were. No, you need to know. All right. So sometimes it makes it difficult on law enforcement to enforce. But so we ask people to enforce, you know, on themselves. So distracted driving is probably one of our top contributing factors now that's moved up in the top five for sure. Somewhere around 11-12% of our fatality rate. I'm still waiting on the 2019 stats that TxDOT will come out with. We'll see if that's changed any. But in the past, that's kind of where we're at. And I think it's underreported. I think when we show up to crash and the old boy's not going to want to tell us, hey, man, I was on my phone, okay? He's just say I looked off or whatever. So I think it's underreported. It's probably a little higher, what I'm saying. What else we got? Got another phone call or anything?
Not right now, no.
Now, Steve said he's going to be in, and he had a wreck or something, so he's going to show up. So I did stop by at Smithy's this morning, and they are open, by the way. And 7 to 2.30, their hours. They'll walk out and bring your food to you if that's what you want, okay? So keep them in mind. I do have a $25 gift certificate for that. Craig, I came down the other day to visit my son and went down. And at the end of your county down here on 290 at the county line where there are people lined up taking all these pictures with the blue bonnets.
The blue bonnets are okay. Out. That's right.
Now, as you know, my trivia question this time of year, if you've listened to this radio show, the time we've been the one I love to use, and I'm going to use it today because of that, what I've seen the other day, is three reasons why you're required to signal in this state.
Okay? Use your turn signal, right?
Yeah. And what are the three reasons why you're required to signal? And it has to do, third one has to do something with bluebonnet. Okay. So anyway, that's my trivia today.
All right. So three reasons you got to use your signal in your vehicle. What are they? You need all three?
Need all three.
All three of them. 979-8367. 836-9937 today to answer the trivia question. And let me check the emails. Of course, we also do take email questions as well if you want to do questions by email, mail, M-A-I-L at KWHI.com, or call us here in studio, 836-9937.
I had some coffee with the sheriff this morning. He's doing quite well. I tried to get him to come on, but he's tied up. But just kind of see what else is going on. But I was going to ask him this to see if there's anybody in questions on this. I got a call the other day, and it turned out the more I dug into it, the more time I had to spend on it. This session, the legislation came out. I see that light flashing again, so yep, I guess I'll stop.
Probably a trivia answer here. Good morning. You're on Safety Talk today.
Good morning. I think I've got the answer for those three reasons.
Okay.
First one, when you're going down a road, you're changing lanes. Use your blinker, which you know when you take it, make a passing turn.
So changing lanes, blinker. Changing lanes. Okay. That's one.
When you at a four-way stop sign, use your blinker. Which way you're going to turn?
Okay, turn. That's two.
And then the last one is when you're parked alongside a road or on the curb, you put the blinker on and it shows that you're moving out of that lane, out of that parking space.
Yeah, so that would be, you're describing it, but basically it's in a stop position and you're moving back onto the roadway, so that's where the blue bonnets come in. Absolutely.
Right.
So, yes, we will take that for your answer.
Okay.
Yeah, so in Texas, if you're parked on the side of the highway, to enter back on, you're required to signal. So if you're out there on the blue bonnet stuff, a couple things I want to remind people of. This is what I saw the other day. Certainly, there's always kids involved, right? So have your kids exit the passenger side of the vehicle, not to the highway side. Pull all the way off the roadway if you can, completely off. Even onto the grass area a little bit. If you want to leave your left side on that asphalt, whatever, that's fine. Give yourself some room when you open that door that somebody don't take your door off. And don't park on a hill, over a hill or around a curve. And before the kids go running out there, always check the area for snakes and fire ants and all that good stuff. Certainly don't want to see anybody bitten because this is the time of year, Craig, as you know. I was hearing some snake stories this morning, the rattlesnakes and all that. So certainly that's why I point that out this time of year. And thank you for answering the trivia question. And tell the Smitties, thank you them for sponsoring today's show.
That'll be my good birthday present.
Absolutely. There you go. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. There you go. And Taylor, I'm going to put you on hold real fast. We get information from you off the air.
You
want
to go ahead and take our break?
Oh, we take a break. We do that too.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we'll come back. I want to talk about all-terrain vehicles when we come back.
All right. Well, we'll take a break. We'll come back with more safety talk after this on KWHI AM 1280 from 101.7.
Solutions and Sound is a company with innovative ideas and old-fashioned quality and dependable service. Built on 35 years of experience in the audio and music business, Michael Brinkmeyer's goal is to help you maximize your electronics through problem solving, installation of equipment, or just showing you how it all works. Whether in your home, church, school, business, or club, just call Mike Brinkmeyer at Solutions and Sound at 979-251-1236 or visit solutionsandsound.com to schedule a consultation.
In the market for a different vehicle, but dreading the car buying experience? LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac is proud to offer a complete lineup of GM vehicles without all the hassle. With a focus on quality of service, you can shop with confidence knowing you'll get exactly what you're looking for. Whether it's great gas mileage, horsepower, or something luxurious, our sales representatives will get you taken care of. LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac on Highway 290 West in Brenham.
If you want a career that's exciting,
fun,
creative, your next step is Manuel and Teresa School of Hair Design. Manuel and Teresa School of Hair Design is a nationally accredited career school with new classes every month. Call 821-0076, 821-0076. Exciting,
fun,
creative. Aggie owned and operated Manuel and Teresa School of Hair Design, 821-0076. We do today what others do tomorrow.
In Bryan, Victoria, and in Brenham on Highway 105, call 277-0076.
Help support the Brenham Noon Lions Club by purchasing tickets for the Lions drive-through pickup on April 5th from 10 till 1 at the Salem Fire Department Event Center at 251 Salem Road in Brenham. You'll receive an 8 to 10 pound barbecue Boston butt and a quart of barbecue sauce. Get your tickets by calling 421-0114. All proceeds supports Texas Lions Camp, Children's Eyeglasses, and local charities. Tickets for the drive-through pickup will be available for sale until March 26th by calling 421-0114.
KWHI, AM 1280, FM 101.7. KWHI on the Safety Talk today. Sergeant Jimmy Morgan with this, and lo and behold, just walking in just in time, Sergeant Stephen Woodard today as well. Good morning there, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Oh, there we go. We'll figure it out here.
Jim, you mentioned...
he's just jumping right in.
You mentioned something about a garage.
Yeah.
In the streak.
Yes.
I couldn't.
I wasn't going to go there this morning.
You know, somebody talked about maintaining a single lane.
Yeah. Yeah.
I may get complained on. Yeah. Because it's man. You come up with some good ones. That was pretty good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, that gentleman that called in. So if you go to 545-104, it's listed in there as start from a parked position. That's mm-hmm. what that. He was describing it, but that's the actual literature in there. If you want to look that up, that would be in 545-104. Obviously, that gentleman knew a little something about that, what it sounded like.
He probably listens to you a lot.
Oh, well, whatever.
It's got to be what it is. Dan Nowak, by the way, was our winner from here in Brenham.
Let's see here. Okay, so I had mentioned I was going to talk about all-terrain vehicles. Now, look, I've got some other stuff I'm going to push up for today's program. Concerning some registration, driver license, whatever I say today, it may change tomorrow. Okay, mm-hmm. So bear with me. I'm going to put out the latest that I know. But as this thing goes forward, I don't know what other things are. And so don't say, well, Jimmy last week, you know, said this. Well, it might have changed. I'm just throwing that out there.
Yeah, we're all kind of.
I can only push out what I'm reading and try to make sense of it and put it in a way where the normal motoring public can understand what's going on.
Right.
I'm trying to be that guy. Okay, Steve.
And it could not only could it change tomorrow, but
change the day.
Like Craig said earlier. It could, well, the guy last time we were here, he called you Greg, but Craig said earlier, it could change within the city that you're in. And you mentioned that city ordinance, so we're just laying down a foundation.
Yep. So, you know, basically, our information typically comes from our agency or and what's in the transportation and the penal code and most of the stuff that we cite, you know, all these rules and stuff. So I don't know why this came. The legislation came up with you're able to obtain metal license plates for your off-highway vehicle or your golf cart. Okay.
Okay.
Some people out there think, oh, now I can get these plates, and it's not registrations, but to start off with, okay? Mm-hmm. It's more going to be, at the end of the day, it's going to be more of an identification plate.
Okay. Okay?
Just because you get one of these doesn't mean you're legally to operate these kind of motorized vehicles on the roadway. Nothing has changed as far as that. If you're the farmer rancher and you have a Kawasaki mule and you've got your 6 foot pole and your flag, and if it's over 20, if it runs over 25, don't need a slow movement in them. But if you run daytime running and you're using it for farming, ranching, if you're that first responder within 10 miles of the event, and or if you're that person that works for the city, state, or county, you're the meter reader guy, right?
Yeah.
Then you can be on the roadway with these things. That hadn't changed. These license plates, it's kind of interesting. I was trying to get clarification from the Department of Motor Vehicle, and I actually called around the state, and it was interesting, depending where you call, what answer you got.
Really?
Okay. So, have you ever been down in Port Aransas?
No.
Yeah. Nice. Good fishing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Matter of fact, I like to go fishing. But they have golf carts running everywhere. Mm-hmm. So if you was to listen to me and you went down to Port Aransas, you're going to say that Jimmy Morgan don't know what he's talking about.
Good point. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, what I just said a minute ago is the broad law in Texas. Now, what I'm going to throw on you is this. Again, certain cities, certain counties are eligible or allowed, depending where they're at. They're enlisted in the transportation. I'm not going to go through them all. Most of them are down on the coastline. Let's put it that way.
Yes.
Okay. That allows certain operations for a city to allow certain operations. So I called Port Aransas the other day. Man calls me back. He says, well, what we do here is we allow golf cart operations.
The key word is we.
Yeah. That's the city.
Yeah.
And we have our own plate or identification of that golf cart.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? We don't allow the Kawasaki mules or whatever. So, in other words, they're just pretending they allow the golf cart operation, but they don't. They haven't came out and said, you can also take your Kawasaki mule, your off-road off-road vehicle. It's limited to golf carts. So, like I say, so what I'm getting at, when I tell you that that's the general rule, but when you get in certain towns, whatever, this is no different. You're going to have to figure out what the rules are that apply in that municipality that you're in. So the main thing that people need to know about these metal plates, some situations when they allow this extra movement on the roadway, you're going to be eligible, and some may require you to have one of these metal plates.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not registration.
Mm-mm.
Okay. That's the bottom line.
Yeah.
And then certain towns and cities are not going to be affected. So depending where you call out in the state and you call DMV may not even be a deal going on in the area. They may act like they don't even know what you're talking about. Okay. So it's kind of interesting on some of these rules and stuff. But the main thing is, I wanted to get out, just because these plates are available, it doesn't change the permits. You just have to go with the rules in that area where you're going to operate. So I'm just talking at a brushing this over as a broad as. But anyway, if you want to get particular, we'll just have to go to the county that you're talking about and see what their rules are. So
when you get that plate, it doesn't expire. I mean, it's, you know, if they're requiring that, just think of it this way. Just don't think of it as, oh man, there's just more stuff that they want me to do. Just think of it this way. It's an extra form of identification of your cart or apparatus or whatever. But Jim, you hit it right on the head. You go to, let's say, Bolivar, because I cover Galveston County too. I mean, they're riding around on those golf carts and it's not a problem.
Mm-hmm.
But you take a trip further.
Well, you come here.
Yeah, you come here or go next door to Lake Jackson. Man, you're going to have a problem on your hands.
Yeah.
They don't want it. So
yeah,
you're right about that.
So I'll see that light flashing again. So
You're better eye than me.
That's that blinker you're talking about.
I'm not catching them today. We got a phone call here. Good morning. You're on Safety Talk today.
Hello.
Hello. Safety Talk.
Safety Talk?
Yes, it is.
Okay. I mean, can I do my question now? I went to the.
No, you have a question for the troopers?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. What I want to know is not particular being, but my granddaughter, a different one, said, the license, our driver's license is not supposed to have a star on, the one that's coming up. You know anything about that?
It's not, or it should have a star.
Yeah, it should have a star. But see, mine doesn't go out to 23, so I don't think mine have a star on it. Is it anything different?
Yeah, so it goes out this month?
No, mine go out 2023.
2023, okay.
Yeah, three more years.
All right. So
my granddaughter's go out in August. Her birthday is in August.
Okay. So as of October 1st, 2020... That's when this goes in effect. It's called the Real ID Act. So they're trying to get people on board. What that star means to us or to the federal people, airport people, whatever, that you have presented documentation to the state of Texas, be birth certificate, passport, something of that nature. That they've listed, that they'll accept. They're going to scan that and put it in the system. And so basically we have met the needs, requirements. This actually started in 2005.
Yes.
It's been a while. It's after the 9/11. We're just trying to double down and figure out, make sure we have people properly documented and they who they say they are.
Okay.
And as years go by, they'll double check when you come back and renew or whatever. They're going to double check to see what's on file. So the person wonders, well, I still got 2 years on my license. Why would my license still be valid? The answer is yes. But you going into a federal building or you using that driver license or ID card for identification purpose, if it doesn't have the star, they're not going to accept it at the airports or the federal buildings and stuff like that for identification because it doesn't have the star on it. So if you went and got yours today, okay, you're not going to lose. You said 2023?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So you're not going to lose the 3 years. They're going to give you the 3 plus the 6. You may have a 9-year driver license on your hand.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to lose the time. That's where a lot of people think, well, I've still got time. I don't want to lose that. And, you know, I'm going to pay more money, whatever. No, you're going to get that plus the 6. Matter of fact, we're supposed to be in June, I believe, unless something changes because this coronavirus may put things on hold because we got some deals with the driver license going on that we're going to try to announce today. Just that's something everybody's going to have to keep track of day by day, what's going to change on some of this stuff. But I think it was in June of this year we were going to go to what we call an 8-year driver license. So that may get put on hold. We'll just have to wait and see as we move forward with this coronavirus. But as a whole, that's what I can tell you about. You want something to add to that, Steve, on the ID Act?
You hit it right on the head. When I tell you what, darling, whether or not you have a star on your license or not, you're still a star to Jimmy Ray Morgan and Stephen D. Woodard, okay?
Yeah, I know him. I'm in Caldwell. I hit on him sometimes.
Yeah, that's it.
I might go up to the office then and ask him another question.
Yeah, that's it.
Now, this is another question I got.
Okay.
My grandson, this is my grandpa, Kieran, talking. He been had a surcharge on his license, on his whatever, for 3 or 4 years.
Been having what?
Longer.
Surcharge.
And he said that had...
Oh, okay.
If you haven't paid it off in 10 years, it's been deleted. You don't have to pay that now.
10 years ain't got nothing to do with it.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
If you haven't paid it.
So we suspended surcharges this past year.
Mm-hmm.
They did away with them. Now, if your license were still invalid, suspended, there still are today, unless you do everything else that's required that needed to be done to get them. Only thing that went away was the surcharge, okay? So the only thing that kept your license from being invalid was the surcharge by itself. Say you had a 90-day suspension. Well, if the 90 days is up and you owed $200 on a surcharge, they're going to waive the surcharge. Now you can license and go back. You can get it back updated and valid. They were estimating anywhere from 600 to a million folks to that. So I don't know what the numbers are actually turn out to be. But if you say, for instance, you got a DWI and your license got suspended, they're still suspended until the date that they designated when they can you can get your license up renewed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Well, but they still be with the regular ID without the driver's license? You know, if your ID already expired, but they go against the ID, the surcharge and all that deal?
Yeah. There was no surcharges on IDs, I don't believe. I wasn't aware of it. Anyway.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thanks for the phone call.
Now that we're talking about driver license.
I was just going to ask you about that real fast.
Wow.
You're saying about the stars on the driver's license as you try to go to the federal build or something like that, and they don't take your driver's license. I mean,
you would have to have a secondary documentation. So that passport would be a secondary documentation.
Okay.
Driver license by itself would not be sufficient.
Okay. So you try to get on an airplane, and they say, well, your driver's license don't have a star on it.
That's correct.
You can't fly.
As of October 1st.
That's this year. I mean, October 2nd, you have to have it or you can't fly.
No. You got to have that if that's what you're going to use.
That's what I'm saying.
Either or.
Yeah. So it behooved people to go ahead and get that done.
Yes.
As soon as they could, make it easier on themselves now.
It's a federal deal that the states are having to comply with.
Yes.
It's not a state of Texas deal. It's a nation deal. So when we talk about driver license, she just reminded me of something. So, Steve, I read this the other day. Again, I want to throw it out there. It may change. But, for instance, when we have, based on what's going on, I think there's some notifications that the governor's pushing out, whatever, about driver license office closures, what they will do, won't do. If you can do something online, it's something that we've said for a long time here. If you can do it online, do it online.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
That's number one. Okay? Mm-hmm. If your licenses are expired after March 13th, okay, your license, you won't be cited for driving with expired driver license until the event is over and they're going to add 60 days to whatever date that is for you to come back to update your driver license if it's expired. Now, if your license are not valid or if they're suspended, they're still suspended. We're not talking any of that. We're just talking about expiration. So what we're trying to do is have people worried about, had a gentleman call me last night, Steve. His wife's in Mexico, which, okay. She said, hey, the registration on her vehicle goes out, whatever, and I don't know. She may have trouble coming back. I don't know what's going on the border.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get into that part of it. She's got family down there. He more worried about the registration. I said, man, don't worry about the – I said, dude, you may need to worry about getting your wife back than the registration because the registration, I was being told this week, they also – same kind of scenario. Your registration goes out. There's going to be a grace period when this is all over for allow people to come back and then renew. So what I'm telling you, it's not only just for civilian. What I'm telling law enforcement out there, before you enforce registration or driver license on expiration stuff, you better do some checking before you do that because there may be something that our governor's pushed out or whatever, or DPS, far as that where we're allowing extra time for people to get this stuff done.
Right.
And like I say, I'm saying that today, and tomorrow may be something different added on top of that. Does that make sense?
I don't know. Completely.
Okay. Let's see here. I thought I had...
You guys want to take a break real fast?
Yeah, let's take a break
and let you gather your thoughts here.
Yeah, I want to see what else I can mention that people may be concerned about other than driver license registration.
All right, there you go. 979-836-9937. 836-9937, or send us an email question as well. Mail, M-A-I-L, at KWHI.com. We'll come back with more safety talk coming up after this.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
Whatever you're hungry for, you can find it at H-E-B. H-E-B is committed to operating during normal hours at their location in Brenham from 6 a.m. to midnight. They're working diligently to restock their shelves at this unprecedented time and would like to remind you they have an ample supply of products continually being delivered. They would also like to remind you their curbside option is operating as normal. Check their circular for weekly specials and great meal deals to save big. They've got everything you're hungry for at the H-E-B in Brenham, Highway 291. West at Highway 36 South.
Horseshoe Junction in Brenham has fun for the whole family. Put your driving skills to the test with the Pony Express go-karts. Have a shootout with your friends in the laser tag arena. Or make a hole-in-one at the Lucky Gulch Mini Golf. Extreme wristbands get you access to everything at Horseshoe Junction. They're only $24.95. Horseshoe Junction Family Fun Park, Highway 290 West in Brenham, is open Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. For hours, check them out at horseshoejunction.com.
If you don't know how good beef is for you, and even if you think you do, tune in for the 4-H Beef Salutes right here on KWHI. Beginning Monday, Washington County 4-H members will present programs about beef and agriculture on KWHI. Special thanks to our sponsors, Coring Monument Company, Skavisa Catering, Oak Creek Farms, WC Tractor, Chapel Hill Bakery and Deli, Brenham Produce, Cattleman's Brenham Livestock Auction, and SFS Farm Services. Tune in each day next week during the noon hour and in the 5 o'clock hour for the 4-H Beef Salutes.
Welcome back once again. Safety Talk here on KWHI, AM 1280 FM 101.7, Craig, Montana studio. Being joined by the sergeants, Morgan and Woodard today. And gentlemen, as always, pleasure having you guys come in and talking with us today. And I had a couple of questions come in while we were in the break there. One want to know, we had discussed about driver licenses. One gentleman want to know about CDLs, because CDLs are a different category from regular driver licenses. If your CDL expires in the near future,
let me see if this answers the question. Governor Abbott today announced that the Texas Department of Public Safety driver license office across the state are closing immediately. This temporary closure will not apply to those seeking commercial driver license. DPS offices that provide CDL testing will remain open solely for the purpose of providing initial CDLs.
So it's initial CDLs, but what about
visits? The expired driver license, what the 60-day deal I did after March 13th, anything expired after that, whenever this is over, they're going to add 60 days to that date, and then so you're good.
So that CDLs, driver license, all tied in together.
It's all tied in together.
Okay.
So the one thing, though, they don't want to do is affect flow of goods across the state. Yeah.
Man, Jerry, where would we be without the truck driver? I'm being honest. As a highwayman, where would we be without the truck driver?
Well, I mean, they're a very important part.
Very important piece. And we're talking about goods.
And sometimes you don't realize till these things happen.
Yes. And we've always said that on this program. Yeah. I mean, I know it is what it is when it comes to regulating state and federal law, when it comes to, Texas Highway Patrol and those agencies that have DOT enforcement capability. But I've always respected the individual in the truck, tractor, trailer going up and down the highway, really.
Yep. Well, they've got a percentage of all goods that are transported in 18-wheeler. It's like way up there, 80-90%.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay. What does Amazon do?
Outsource it out?
Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
It comes in the It comes in UPS truck or whatever, but that UPS truck comes from big truck, right?
I got an Amazon package last night at 11 o'clock, 11 p.m.
Wow.
I'm dead serious.
I was thinking.
Get your delivery.
Was it from a drone?
No.
Okay. Anyway. He's not the man. Let me go there. Okay. What else you got?
Another phone call coming in, wondering about the stars and licenses. Stars are going to be required on the license to carry. They want to know.
Okay. Now, I'm not 100% on that. Can license carry to be used as an identification card? It could. Let me do some checking on that. I'm not 100% on that one.
Okay. I think we're getting a phone call here today. Good morning. This is Safety Talk today. What can we do for you?
Yes, I have a question about the neon lights underneath the vehicles. Is it legal to have those?
You're talking about glow lights?
Yes. Okay. Kind of like underneath the fender well of trucks and cars.
Yes. Yeah.
Colorful lights, you know?
Yeah. We've got to be careful on the colors, though, and where you actually mount them, okay? But these underneath glow lights, sometimes I see blue, whatever. Now, on a motorcycle, you're limited to white and amber on a motorcycle as far as colors. Vehicles, we need to stay away from the reds, especially if it's close to the front of the vehicle. We can't emit a red light to the front of the vehicle, especially if it's flashing. That'll get you pulled over in a heartbeat. But what colors are you exactly looking at?
Probably like purple, yellow, orange, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's fine as long as they're underneath. You're not, you're not directing them towards the path of a motorist coming towards you and stuff like that. I assume that's what you're doing, right? These are going to be in the undercarriage? Yeah. Most of that we don't have a problem with.
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for the phone call. There we go. 979-836-9937. Simple as that. Get your questions answered here or send an email to mail@whi.com. And here we go. Phone calls are coming in. They're coming in here. Good morning. Safety Talk today. You have a question?
I do. I went to renew my license in February, and I was quite rudely told I hadn't had a license in 2 years.
So, wait, stop. Say that one more time. Let's start from the beginning. You went where?
Okay. I went to renew my driver's license on my birthday, or in February anyway.
Okay.
And I was rudely told, you haven't had a license in 2 years. Okay. And what happened 2 years ago, I had an accident. Nobody else is involved but me. And I flipped my car right close to the house. And the lady showed me a letter they sent that I had to have a doctor's approval to drive. Well, I didn't pay any attention to it 2 years ago. And I've been driving ever since. So
basically what you're saying on your license itself, the expiration date, you were still good. But since you were involved in an accident, they wanted you to retest it?
Yes. Now, one of the things I'm going to need to know, I got to take the written and the driver's. And I need to know where to get one of those little old books
It's all online. It's all online. The books, the driver license, manuals and stuff, you can get all that DPS. Go to our website and you can get it online.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know what to even think about the whole situation, but just one of them things.
Well, sometimes that happens where they think there's a medical condition to whether or not you can safely operate a vehicle.
Yeah.
So when you get through with your injuries and stuff, they want you to come back in to confirm whether or not you're eligible to operate a motor vehicle. So you said you ignored that. Well, they didn't ignore it. Okay. So that happens. You shouldn't ignore the letter.
And it's several things up under that medical advisory board section. So
kind of. Well, they said, I told them I blacked out. My thing is, I did, but I did not black out.
So what happened when
my car hit the ground?
Yeah. What happened? Apparently, I'm just kind of thinking here. The trooper, was it a trooper that investigated the crash?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Yeah.
Didn't get a crash report?
Nope.
Oh. Well, the good thing is this: you get an opportunity to go back and get your license.
Well, she's got to start all over now.
Well, you know.
I'm just saying. That's what's going to happen.
At least she gets that opportunity. And here's the deal, dawg. The bright side to this, because we don't want to, I mean, we don't want to make a damper on this. The bright side of this is you're okay.
Yeah.
And you're eligible, and you have an opportunity to go to your license. Because I'm going to tell you, sometimes that medical advisory board says, no, that person is ineligible. And that means you can't get it at all. So. You know,
well, I've already got the paper filled out by the doctor, so
great.
Our main thing I need to study the book.
See, then that's the bright side. Now, that book isn't the same book anymore. That little small book,
yeah,
the little with the red, green light. Yeah, it's a huge colored magazine. So go online, pull that if somebody can, and we'll point you in the right direction.
All right. Thank you a lot.
See you later.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Bye-bye. There we go.
Speaking of the book.
I saw Jimmy's got one of those books over there.
Nope, that's over.
Yeah, but he's got one. It's old.
It's an old one. Steve, have you ever heard this term?
What?
Don't block the box.
I've heard of don't rock. Well, that's don't rock the jukebox.
I was in Austin.
Don't block the box.
Last week for spring break, and I saw signs everywhere that says don't block the box.
Don't block the box.
That was, I'm glad you brought it up, because I was looking around. I was trying to figure out what they're talking about.
Yeah.
Never seen it before.
Well, let me help you out.
You looking like that goat?
Well, yeah. I feel like that goat.
Don't block the bump.
You drive down the drag in Austin. It's everywhere.
Okay.
Down the drag.
Let me ask you. Okay, you guys have been around for a little bit. Got a driver license. Had one for a good while.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So let's go back to our driving days, if you can just take yourself back. I'm going to throw some scenarios out there, and I'm going to wait on your answer. Okay, uh-oh. And then this is where we're going with this.
Okay.
As you know, I always got to start a foundation. Okay. If you approach a intersection and the light is yellow.
Okay.
And your vehicle now crosses into that intersection and the light turns red.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have a violation?
If it was yellow when I hit the intersection,
mm-hmm.
I would say no.
Steve?
No.
No. Correct. You enter an intersection on a green light, and there's traffic coming towards you, and you have to stop to yield right away, traffic going straight. Would that be a correct statement? You're wanting to turn left on a green light, traffic coming towards you.
Yes.
Or do you have to yield right away to that traffic?
Yes.
All right, we're there. Now the light turns red while you're in the box.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because you're having to comply with that traffic coming towards you.
Okay, I get the box.
Okay.
I get it now.
There's the box.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, then.
Okay. Now, that officer over there, sitting over there, chewing on that Shipley's donut, he's looking at you, and they have this don't block the box sign up. He stops you, says, you are blocking the box. Here's your ticket.
Okay.
Is there such thing?
I've seen the signs.
All right.
So I'm going to say yes.
Steve, one of the beautiful things that we get to do on this show is to educate the public and ourselves at times. One thing that you have to remember in this transportation code, you have to read the whole section. So I'm going to refer to Section 545.302, which I think they're referring to in this. When you read paragraph A, it says the operator may not stop, stand, or park a vehicle. And it gives a list, and it's got number 3 down there. It's got intersection. Okay? So you think, man, there it is right there. I didn't know that. Wow. Okay? Let me take you to Section F. Section F says, Sections A, B, and C do not apply if the avoidance of a conflict with another traffic is necessary. Okay. Right there, it was necessary for me to give you right away. So when that traffic cleared, the light did change, and then I made my left. So I don't know if they're enforcing a city ordinance over there, what's going on. But if I see that today, somebody's got caught in the box, there's nothing I can do about it. Mm-hmm. Because that right there says they're avoiding conflict with them.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, and let me ask you this. I'm going to throw one more thing out there, and I'll let you have a part of this. If you go to signals and all that, it says that you cannot enter on a green light until the intersection is cleared. That's not only with a vehicle.
Yes.
That's also with a pedestrian. You follow me?
I'm following you.
That's why this is not a big deal. It's never been a big deal because you always had to allow that intersection to clear before you can proceed. And if you're that guy, especially in Austin, that's timing a green light and you're going to hit out there in the first second you can, that's a mistake on your part because you're probably going to get broadsided. Because I saw it the other day. They don't care who's around or whatever. When that light turns red, there's about two more vehicles are coming through.
Yes.
Yeah. It's sad to say that, but that's the way it is.
Yes.
If you don't believe me, go get some of it. It's right over there.
Oh, it's tough.
So when I get asked this question about don't block the box, I can only tell you what the transportation code says. I've had this conversation, a gentleman I respect, Mr. Bynum up there, teaches transportation. We went through this thing, and so that's the best that I can explain it. Don't block the box. Now, let me take you this, why I said that. This is going to stun you when I say this. If you're taking a driver's test, all right, the parallel parking that they have you do, it's not in the transportation, but it is a moving thing they have you do.
Sure.
If you hit the pole, run over a curve, you're probably going to fail.
Yeah.
Okay. If you do what I just got through saying, they're going to either count off or fail you on a driver's test.
If you pull in the intersection?
Yes. If you do that, the driver license ladies will tell you that it's part of our how we grade. So don't, whatever I got through saying, I'm saying you have transportation code, and then you got, because they consider it a unsafe maneuver.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So what I'm telling you is this. If you see a green light, they have the white line where you stop at.
Yes.
If you cannot enter the box and make the left turn all in once, mm-hmm. and there's a chance that you may get caught up in it, don't do it, especially if you take a driver test because you may fail.
I've done that many a times.
So I'm just
myself.
I had a trooper. His daughter did everything except for that. So that, and I've been asking all the driver, and that is part of the thing. So I'm just saying, look, you have transportation code and stuff, then you got driver license, whatever. So I don't make the rules. I'm just telling you what they are.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We got just over a minute left. Any final thoughts, gentlemen?
Final thoughts is obviously the coronavirus. I would just tell people, seek the warnings. If you can stay home, stay away, do that. Let's do that. Let's figure out where we can maybe get on top of this thing. And everything's changing daily. As this stuff comes out, far as your driver license registration, it's going to change. So we'll just have to wait to see how this all works out, but I'll try to keep up with all that and pass it on as we get it in. Steve?
I agree with you, Jimmy. I agree. Everybody just be careful out there. And Craig, we always appreciate you, man, for letting us come on the mic.
Thank you. Thank you guys for coming in and talking with us. And we'll see y'all in a few weeks, I guess. A couple weeks, maybe. Yeah. We'll figure something out when you guys come back in.
Yep.
All right. Safety Talk once again. KWHI AM K269 GU FM in Brenham.
I'm a highway patrol, a highway patrol. My hours are long and my pay is low, but I'll do my best to keep you driving slow. I'm just doing my job, I'm the highway patrol. I'm just doing my job.